This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state Supreme Court is accepting challenges to Colorado's new congressional election map this week. At least two groups say they will file concerns. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The new congressional map was drawn by the state's first independent redistricting commission. It's largely modeled after Colorado's current boundaries, but some groups say the commission prioritized competitiveness over representation. Mark Gaber is an attorney representing the League of United Latin American Citizens and says the map dilutes the voice of Latino voters.
It's not just a matter of how many Latinos are in a district, but it's an analysis of the election returns to see if those show that Latino voters, together with white voters who support Latino candidates of choice, if they would be able to coalesce together and elect their preferred candidates.
The map likely creates four Democratic seats, three Republican ones, and a swing district. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Most Colorado households will see an extra 50-cent fee on their electric and heating bills starting this month. The fee helps low-income families with their energy costs. People can opt out if they don't want to participate. The fee rises to 75 cents next September. The Denver Broncos undefeated nevermore, or at least for this season. Denver ended a season-starting winning streak yesterday with a loss to the Baltimore Ravens. The Broncos are 3-1. They travel to Pittsburgh Sunday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.